Even though the tomatoes and eggplant were still fruiting, it was time to prepare for winter. By the looks of things, Native Hill Farm is planning on harvesting vegetables as late into the winter as they can. Some cold frame structures have been built in the past week. The structures are fairly simple hoop frames constructed out of plastic PVC pipe. They're covered with frost cloth. The cloth lets light through, but it's enough insulating factor to keep frost off the plants. The cold frames are covering larger cold season veggies. Cold crops like broccoli and cabbage are in the frames. Also housed in the frames are salad greens and lettuces. Younger cold season crops are covered with frost cloth at ground level. As the plants grow, the cloth can be lifted. This is part of the succession planning, so fresh veggies will be available at the winter farmers' markets. The high tunnel cold frame, where the summer tomatoes grew, was converted to winter crops a few weeks ago. It's open on these warm autumn days, but it can be buttoned up to protect the plants and preserve the harvest. Areas of the farm have been tilled. Organic matter was tilled in, and the areas will be left fallow for the winter. This practice rests and builds the soil. Some green manures have been planted. Green manures are plants grown to purposely be tilled into the soil. The manure plants are often legumes that take nitrogen from the air and convert it into the soil. Some new beds will be plowed this fall. Fall plowing captures more winter moisture. It softens the soil so it's easier to till in the spring. Market farmers work at day-to-day tasks, but they're planning months into the future. Crops are planted that will be ready in a few months. Soil is worked so it's ready for next season. The daily harvest goes on while the next season is started. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.